Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix, un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd. Et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé. Lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir. Confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique, 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
New York City Marathon. Glossary. New York City Marathon. Younger. Comparative form of young. Real. An athlete. an athlete. Use to plus verb equals past habit. To run, ran, run. 3 times a week. To take part in. A race. To use. Within plus duration. Or so. To hold, held, held. Not only. Entertaining. Along the way. To get to plus verb. Street performances. Entertainment. To cheer. Duration plus ago. Unable to. Still. To enjoy. To guess. To get old. Second to last. Worst. Comparative form of bad. Still, but, yet. The most. Famous. A sporting event. Quite. True. However, but. Pleasurable. To cover. A burrow. To cross. A bridge. To get to reach. Up north. So that. Briefly. To make a detour. An orchestra. Lots of. A lot of. Brass. Doping. Cheating. As far as X is concerned. A computer chip. At the back. A bib. A jersey. To wear. To make difficult. What's the point? Prize money. To have in mind. To challenge oneself. To outdo oneself. Besides. A course, a race. Lively. To register for. To fill in a form. A fee. On average. Is it worth it? Grammar. Equivalence of can for past and future tenses. In English, we use the modal can at the present tense only. To refer to capacity or permission, we use equivalence. Capacity. When we use can for capacity, we use be able to for past and future tenses. For the past tense, the pattern is was, were, able to, plus verb. Example, I was able to visit Tribeca. For negative statements, we have 2 options. Was, were, not able to, plus verb, or was, were, unable to, plus verb. Example, we were not able to sleep. We were unable to sleep. For the future, the pattern is will be able to, plus verb. Example, I will be able to relax when it is the weekend. Children won't be able to swim without swimming armbands. Permission. When we use can for permission, we use be allowed to for past and future tenses. For the past, the pattern is was, were allowed to plus verb. Example, I was allowed to access the secret area. The children were allowed to eat candy. For negative statements, we have 2 options. Was, were not allowed to plus verb, or was, were forbidden to plus verb. Example, we were not allowed to smoke. We were forbidden to smoke. For the future, the pattern is will be allowed to plus verb. Example, my son will be allowed to use my car when he has his driver's license. Children won't be allowed to swim as long as they don't wear swimming armbands. And now, a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. The New York City Marathon. When I was younger, I was a real athlete. I used to run 3 times a week and take part in races.
Why are you using the past?
Now I am unable to. I can still run and enjoy the activity, but it's hard. I guess I'm getting old.
When was the last time you ran a race?
I ran the New York City Marathon 2 years ago. I was second to last. It could be worse.
Second to last? Still, this is one of the most famous sporting events and races. 42 kilometers is quite a long distance.
True. However, it is very pleasurable. The marathon covers all 5 boroughs of New York City. It starts at Staten Island. After crossing the bridge, we get to Brooklyn, running up north to Queens, where we cross the East River so we can reach Manhattan. Then, we briefly make a detour by the Bronx to finish in Central Park in Manhattan. Some people finish within 2 hours and 15 minutes or so. It is held on the first Sunday of November, so a lot of people, not only athletes, participate.
It must be quite long.
Well, it is. But it's quite interesting. Along the way, you get to see street performances and entertainment. A lot of people cheering and orchestras playing jazz standard. Lots of brass.
Is there any problem? Doping? Cheating? Is there any problem? Doping? Cheating?
I've never heard of it. I don't think anyone takes drugs. As far as cheating is concerned, there's a computer chip at the back of any runner's bib, the jersey you wear, so it makes it very difficult. I've never heard of it. I don't think anyone takes drugs. As far as cheating is concerned, there is a computer chip at the back of any runner's bib, the jersey you wear, so it makes it very difficult to cheat. And what's the point, anyway?
Well, the prize money is $100,000.
I know. But if I had in mind the prize or the first place, I'd never run. It is just a way to challenge yourself and outdo yourself. Besides, New York is a beautiful city. And the different bridges, parks, streets, and avenues you cross make the course even more lively.
How do you register for the marathon?
Months in advance. You must fill in a form and pay a fee. You are allowed to take part in the race months in advance. Months in advance. You must fill in a form and pay a fee. You are allowed to take part in the race through selection.
How much is the fee?
It depends, but on average, people pay around $300 to $350. It is definitely worth it.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one. Now we begin. NYC Marathon. Wentworth, when I was younger, I was a real athlete. I used to run 3 times a week and take part in races. Sarah, why are you using the past? Wentworth, now I'm unable to. I can still run and enjoy the activity, but it's hard. I guess I'm getting old. Sarah, when was the last time you ran a race? Wentworth, I ran the NYC Marathon 2 years ago. I was second to last. It could be worse. Sarah, second to last? Haha, still, this is one of the most famous sporting events and races. Forty-2 kilometers is quite a long distance. Wentworth. True. However, it is very pleasurable. The marathon covers all 5 boroughs of New York City. Sarah, it must be quite long. Wentworth. Well, it is, but it is quite entertaining. Along the way, you get to see street performances and entertainment. A lot of people cheering and orchestras playing jazz standards. Sarah, is there any problem? Doping, cheating? Wentworth. I've never heard of it. I don't think anyone takes drugs. Sarah, well, the prize money is $100,000. Wentworth, I know, but if I had in mind the prize of the first place, I'd never run. It is just a way to challenge yourself and outdo yourself. Sarah, how do you register for the marathon? Wentworth, months in advance, you must fill in a form and pay a fee. You are allowed to take a part in the race through a selection. Sarah, how much is the fee? Wentworth, it depends, but on average, people pay around $300 to $350. It is definitely worth it. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.